Thank you for visiting the Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center blog. Today we are talking with Mike Parsons, nurse practitioner at the Spine Center at IRMAC. Mike, how are you?
I'm excellent. How about yourself?
Good, good. Before we start, can you tell us your role at the Spine Center at IRMAC?
My role at the Spine Center at IRMAC is as nurse practitioner. I am the provider and see patients on a daily basis and coordinate their care with specialists to make sure that their plan of care is executed correctly.
Before we dive into specific questions about our topic today, can you tell us a little bit about the patient population that you work with? Is it mostly older adults? Is it athletes? Tell us a little bit about who comes to see you for care.
Of course, I do see plenty of patients that are later in years, older patients. However, statistically, those between 25 and 55, 90% of those individuals will have back problems of some kind. So I do see a fair number of people that are younger that have had minor to major back issues. And so really I do see the full spectrum of age groups in my practice.
When should you see a specialist for chronic back pain? From what I know, most people who have chronic back pain, it may not start as something particularly acute. It kind of is a vague, nagging issue that it seems like people put off for months, even years, before they finally see someone.
True.
What is sort of the journey of many of your patients that come to you? Have they been dealing with back pain for a number of years? Have they, you know, tried to compensate for it and sort of ignore getting treatment? What's sort of the journey they've gone through before they finally say, let me go see somebody?
Of course, we tend to put things off. And so I do see a large number of people that have had pain that began as intermittent and now has become a constant lifestyle-changing part of their health. This is typically when people come in and inquire about treatment for their chronic back pain. The other type of patient that I see is, of course, acute back pain. These are people that have herniated a disc or even had a compression fracture, and those people also come in sometimes with a history of chronic back pain or no back pain at all.
And how have you seen people's lifestyles and their quality of life be affected by back pain? What have they had to change or stop doing just so they can stay pain-free?
Back pain almost always is a lifestyle-threatening condition. I see people on a daily basis that tell me they just want to walk their dog, and they can't do that because of their back pain. These are the people that I really want to help and get them active in their life again.
And what have you seen people do to kind of try to compensate for that? I mean, in addition to stopping their activities, what other ways? Are they taking, like, lots of pain medications? Are they, you know, sort of isolating themselves socially?
Absolutely. People tend to become more sedentary. They begin with, say, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen. These drugs are semi-effective for treating back pain. Then they start to take narcotic medications, which studies show narcotics are semi-effective short-term for chronic back pain. However, long-term narcotic use is definitely not recommended for back pain. What ends up happening, people become more sedentary. They tend to gain weight when they're sedentary. Weight, of course, is always an issue with your back. For example, every pound that we carry out in front of us in the form of abdominal weight equals 5 pounds of pressure on the spine. So you can see that it's pretty easy to put a significant amount of pressure and stress on the spine by carrying too much weight.
So why do people wait? I mean, if you have patients that come to you and they've been struggling with back pain for months or years, what are some of the reasons they give you for delaying treatment?
These people have noticed a trend that this pain will come and go, so they deal with it. And then eventually it does get bad enough that they decide to come in. Honestly, I don't know why some people wait so long. I always do a very thorough physical examination, talk to the people about what they're doing for their pain and what the pain is like. And often I can get them treated and feeling better in a matter of months when these people have been hurting for years. Maybe it's because they're not aware of treatments that are available that are not surgical.
You said that people, you know, wait till it gets bad enough. What have you seen that look like? What are some of the worst case scenarios you've seen?
When people come to me and in worst case scenario, they get scared. They can't feel their legs anymore when they stand for a period of time. They've noticed a loss of bowel or bladder control, which is what we call red flag. They used to say in their history, they could walk or run, you know, miles. Now they have a hard time walking to the bathroom.
It just seems so debilitating.
Absolutely. And you know what it is? It's the frog in the pot, right? You turn the heat on, it gets hot slowly, and it doesn't seem to be a big change day to day, but over the years, it adds up.
What are some of the earlier signs that you'd say, if you start experiencing this, it might be time to see someone?
So early signs for a chronic back pain that is not just a muscle strain that will go away can include what we call radiculopathy. That is pain that goes down the leg, most often through the gluteal area, down to the knee, or even clear down to the foot. Intermittent pain or intermittent numbness and tingling can often present. Also, people will have what we call mechanical back pain. The previous things that we just talked about, pain down the leg, those are what we call neurologic pain, which is pain that is referred from the spine. When we talk about mechanical back pain, these are actually areas of arthritis in the spine that cause people to have pain. And this type of pain, it's always chronic. People will have typically some kind of small part of their history will include arthritis in the hands, knees, hips.
What would you say to somebody who's been troubled with back pain, but they haven't gone to see anyone and they are slowly going down that road of not doing the activities they like, they're gaining weight, they're showing all the real obvious signs? What would you say to somebody to get them to come and actually have treatment?
I would say to them to be seen. The benefits of being seen at the Spine Center at IRMAC are the fact that I am not a surgeon. My objective is strictly to make my patients feel better. Surgery is always a last resort.
Good. That's very good to know. For people who might be interested, the number is 208-535-4444.
Yes, ma'am. They can also look us up on the internet.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing your insight.
Oh, no problem.